centerpiece of this week. The centerpiece of this week was the Suffolk of Mesusa, that the Gemara brought a raya from before. The centerpiece of this week was the Suffolk by Mesusa, that the Gemara brought a raya from before. That was the centerpiece of this week. What was the Suffolk by Mesusa? So, Tosfos says that the din of Mesusa is called Olam Gvar. In Rashi it's Mefurish that the din of Mesusa is Yachleiku. Where's the Mefurish in Rashi? Rashi says Mefurish that in Mesusa applies the Imtim Zolema of Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira spoke about Chachleiku. Very simple pshat. So Mechleik is Rashi Tosfos, what was the case? What was the case of Mesusa? Was the Psak called Olam Gvar? Or was the Psak Yachleiku? What was the Suffolk of the Gemara? Suffolk of the Gemara was by Mesusa. L'chayru we asked, why shouldn't it be Hekdesh? It's Suffolk yours. But the Suffolk? It's Suffolk yours. That'd be Suffolk Hekdesh. You have a Mesusa sitting over here in the street. There's Machayru between two people. The din is either Yachleiku or the din is called Olam Gvar. He makes it Hekdesh. Let it be Hekdesh. If I was there, it's Suffolk Hekdesh. The answer is it's not even Suffolk Hekdesh. Why? Because even on the tzad that it's yours, it has to be Bershusa, like Rashi says. And this is not Bershusa. Why is it not Bershusa? So let Rashi that it's Yachleiku is not Bershusa because the din is Yachleiku. You don't have control over the other half. The other guy can grab it. The kitzur, we used the nusach the whole week that we said over a basher, the suffix took it away from you. The din of the suffix, practically, it's very nice that it might be yours. But the practical resolution of the suffix, two sides, that it's not by you. So we have a situation where amnam, even though hagam, that it's suffix mine, but it's not enough. It has to be in your shos, and it's out of my shos. So here was the big chance. What's the suffix then? What's the suffix? What is the suffix? So we said the etzem this week, three dargis, what could be the pshat in the suffix? Memesusa. I want to repeat. What were the three dargis? Having said what I just said, that either there is yachleiku or there is shogavar. And the scenario is that it's a suffix yours, but it's out of your control. So what's the tzad that it's yes? Why should it work? Why yet? Why should it work? So Be'etzem, if we take a look back in the rearview mirror of the whole week, we've Be'etzem said three possibilities. I'll start from the bottom up. Possibility number one is, you know something? We'll say four possibilities. Four possibilities. Summarize four possibilities. What could be the tzad that the Hekish is called by Mesusa that we said this week? What are the four possibilities? And that would be four. Trust me, okay? Pshat number one is that Hagam, that the Suffolk took it away from you. The Suffolk took it out of your control. The Suffolk didn't give you absolute control over the Zach. But the Suffolk left you something. Ashum Koyach. Left you Ashum Koyach. It left you Epis Koyach. Ashum Koyach. Lashon of Rashi. It left you Epis. And the little bit of control that you have over it, what's the little bit of control? That you could grab it. That's a gewiss of control. That little bit of control is enough for you to make it Hagdash. Enough for There's one pshat. Very clear pshat. And the suffix is, by the way, whether that shum koyach that I have some sort of control over the object. Albeit true, I haven't yet exercised that control, but I have control over the object. Is that control enough to make me one? That's one pshat. Option two, which is based on that, is a slight adjustment in that's the pshat. The pshat is that it's called in your rishos. Why? Why is it called in your rishos? Because I have an option to get held. I'm using the lashon of Rashi Shum Koyach, the central Rashi of the week. But in order for you to utilize the Shum Koyach to make the Hekdish, it has to be that the Hekdish is called a Chatifa. It has to be that actually just called a chatifa. Where do we see that from? Because the lashon of the Gemara in Suffolk number one, it says command the chot for dummy, command the tuk for dummy, right? It's as if you grabbed it. And according to Rashi, who learns that Suffolk number one is the same as the Suffolk of Mesusa, according to Rashi, you learn that Suffolk number one is the same as the Suffolk of Mesusa, correct? So what does command the tuk for mean? Why do I need command the tuk for? Why do I need a Russell the Gavoy because also had the dummy? What do I need it for? What do I need command the tuk for? So we said a knech. It's only a knech. I want to put it in the right context as we look back. The knech is that this bylus that you have, right? Well, the nosuk we said this bylus that you have, which is saying that I have the right to do a difference because we're sure. So it's a bylus for a chatifa. I repeat, it's a bylus for a chatifa. That means, watch what I'm going to say now. What gives me the right to make the hegdish is because I have rishusai. Why is it called rishusai? Because I have the right to grab it. But since the thing that's giving me the rishus is the right to grab it, and that's why it's called rishusai, it has to be that the hegdish is called achatifa. That's why I said that was number two. What? They're always going to be suffering at the end of the day because we don't know whose it is. That's beside the shaloi. We want to know that it's rishusai.
Is
the
issue the suffix that hegdish is grabbing?
No. I'm also the gavur on the side of the hegdish is chalas an act of grabbing.
And if you sold it,
selling won't work. I was looking at my notes over. I once went for a boshri. He said, "Well, be if the guy didn't make a hegdish, he did a kinyan suda." Remember the case I told you. He was working. It won't work. It won't work.
It's not on me.
Yeah, I was going to sell it because it's still by the other guy. I saw my notes afterwards. That what is it? He said, the example I gave. Why don't we sell it? How do you sell something, by the way? I make a kinyan suda. Yeah. I'm going to be crediting the other half of the talis with the suda, like every other Kenyan, right? It won't work. Because it wasn't the chatifa, it wasn't the gavur, which also had you dummy. 1 second. That's number two. What's number three possibility in the tzad why it's hegdish? We're not finished. What could be another tzad why it's hegdish? Taisus. So I said pshat one. Pshat two is an adjustment of pshat one. Pshat three is taisus. Taisus says that the reason why you're allowed to make it hegdish today, even though it's out of reach, because it's not out of reach. You hear him saying it over? It's my thing. Because it's not called out of reach. That's not called out of reach. And the reason why it's not called out of reach is not because of Knech 1 and 2, because I have the right to grab it. The reason why I'm allowed to make Hegdish is because I have the right to make Hegdish. It's not out of reach for Hegdish, because I have the chaylus to make Hegdish. By the way, that's the Oymik of what Tais meant to say. We treat it as if you grabbed it and made Hegdish. What does that mean? Shot number one and two, which I said on Sunday and Monday, was that, listen, you have a shum koyach. I have the right to grab it. That's epis. Albeit it's true, I have very little right to this object, but I have epis a right. I have a right to grab it. That right gives me the right to grab it. Shot number three says, no, it's not I have epis a right. If you're about to have the ability to make a kurdish after I grab it, I have the right to make a kurdish now. That means we're feeding off not my right to grab it. We're feeding off my right to make it hegdish. And because I have the right to make it hegdish, it's not called a daf mashu. It's not called a shum koyach. I never lost the object. This is an object that I retained right to make it hegdish. It's in my rishus to make it hegdish. It's in my rishus to make it hegdish. Not it's in my rishus to grab. That makes a difference.
Which one comes first?
No, it's a svar. It's a lamda shavart. Vibalt the suffix left me the ability to make it hegdish. It's not called out of my rishus for hegdish. You ready to say that? I repeat. That's what Taisus is saying. Taisus doesn't say that the vartas have a right to grab it. I have the right to. 1 second. I'm going to ask you a question. What's the difference between saying I have the right to grab it, which is trap one and two, and I have the right to grab it and make it hegdish? And then it's command the loy tokfa. It's as if I grabbed it already. Rashi didn't say that. That's the word. The word is that there's a huge difference. One way, Moshe, according to Taisus, it's not a shum koyach. A shum koyach means like this. But it's out of my rishos. Now the word is, the shum koyach, the little koyach that I have to grab it, that's called episode rishos. That's not what I'm saying. Taisus is not saying that. That's not what I'm saying. Taisus is saying something else. They're saying that vibalt, I retain the ability to make it hegdish. It's not called out of my rishos. I can make chalosin over here. It's command to talk for dummy. It never left my rishos already. I have the right. I mean, it's not called out of my rishos. I have the right to grab it. And then when I'll grab it, the right to grab it itself, it's not good, not enough to retain it in your rishos. But I have the right to grab it and make it hegdish. I mean, this is an object that I have the ability to make it hegdish. So that's not called. It left my rishos. That's not called out of my rishos. So the ability to make it hegdish today is I'm feeding off my ability to make it hegdish when I grab it, not the ability to grab it. They're worlds apart. Shot one and two and shot three are worlds apart. I'm feeding off my ability to make it hegdish means I never lost the right to make it hegdish. It's still in my rishos. That's what it means when Taisus says a lashon. It's like you grabbed it. What does that mean? It's Maverick Kadabra. means abracadabra. What he means to say is, it's in your rishus as much as if you would have grabbed it. That's what it means.
And if you sell it?
1 second. Shot number four. What is sad number four? We don't have time now for your questions. I apologize. Okay, also the Eilim said last night that I was being too tough on the Eilim. We asked questions, so we're going with a very Eidel and Mahalaf today.
Yes.
I apologize. By the time that I apologize the third time, the Eilim will be dying for the old Mahalaf. What? What? The Eilim complained last night in one of the questions that I'm being too tough on the Eilim that's calling out. They meant you probably, was pretty good with you. What? Wait, say, I'm Furman. Furman is a sentence. Right? Furman, you're great.
It's gonna leave.
What?
It's gonna leave.
And you're not an Amorit. You're a big Lamdin. Listen carefully. They meant you. Imagine what attack I had this time. What? It was part of a string of other questions. It wasn't all. Hold on. Listen carefully. Shot number four. I'm open to criticism. I take it. Yeah. Shot number four. Listen carefully. Is a tifa raid, and I'm happy to say it over in the context that I just said it. Shot number four is, what could be another tzad you can make a hekdesh? So shot one is, because it's a Zemayr Rishus, because of tomorrow. Shot number two is Zemayr Rishus for tomorrow, and it's a chetifa. Shot three is, because it's a Zemayr Rishus tomorrow, and you make it hekdesh, so therefore it's a Zemayr Rishus. I want to say shot number four in a very sharp way. There's another tzad why you're able to make it hekdesh. Watch what I'm going to say now. It's not in your Rishus. This is the way to say it with the big raid of yesterday. Shot number four is, that it's not in your Rishus. It's not in your Rishus. The Sofek took it away. So why are you allowed to make it hekdesh? Because there's a din called Kol Da'al and Gvar, allowed to be violent. The psak of Kol Da'al and Gvar allows me to make it hekdesh. That was the pshat of yesterday, the Oidim of Tesis. The pshat of the Oidim of Tesis is an extreme vart. Pshat 1, 2, and 3 was based on some, you have rishos over it. I have rishos over it, can't make it hekdesh, I have rishos because I can grab it. Pshat 4 says, you don't have rishos, it's out of your rishos. It's out of your rishos, it's out of your rishos. Why is it out? By the way, why is it out of your rishos? Because it's the Oidim of Tosis. It's the second side of the Chakiva. It's not out of your Rishos. You didn't do Tkifa yet. So why can you do Tkifa? It's for a different reason completely. Not because it's in my Rishos. But there's a psak called Kol Da'al and Gvar. I'm allowed to be violent. This chus that I have to be violent allows me to go make Hekdish, because Hekdish is an act of violence. So my ability to make the Hekdish is not stemming from the Rishos of tomorrow. It's stemming from the psak din of today, which allows me to be violent. And because of that, 1 second. The nafkamina, we said, yeah, Rabbi Sherman? The nafkamina between pshats 1, 2, bifrat, pshat 3 and 4, is a nafkamina with the hekdesh be pakar not. The nafkamina, pshat 3 and 4, of why is the hekdesh hal? Is with the hekdesh be pakar not. If the reason is because of 3, so then my koyach to make the hekdesh is stemming from my ability to make the hekdesh tomorrow, then avadet tzule pakar, because it's a kinyan or lovis. But if the ability to make the hekdesh is not stimmy, it's not in your rishos. Just the act of the tkifa itself gives you. So then Tosfos says as far, that's as long as the act of the tkifa lists. That's as long as the act of the tkifa lists. That's as long as the act of the tkifa lists. If it's coming from the fact that I have the rishos, so the rishos that I have is a rishos olamis. But if it's not coming from rishos, it's just coming because you have a right to do a violence. You have the right to do the violence for as long as the violence is. To begin with, you didn't have a koyach to do it more than the act of violence. Says Tosfos, it's going to be paka. And then Tosfos says that once it's paka, so it's not chal b'chal, because the kedushin that's chal is paka. That's the secondary zach. That's niflamoid. Okay, that's aleph. So that's our chazaro number one. 1 second. Is that clear? 1 second. I get that question. I apologize. Yeah. That's question number one. Yeah. That's 1 second. 1 second. 1 second. It's my fault I came late, but it's your fault now. You have to listen. The Chazor number one is, listening, I was dealing with an emergency, I wasn't having fun, okay? Chazor number one is, the Gemara has a half minute about Mesusa, you can make a Hekdesh. Four Tzadim, why you can make a Hekdesh. 1, 2, 3, 4. What's the Tzad why you can't make a Hekdesh? So, it works like this. Klapi Tzad 1, and Tzad 2, and Tzad 3, you know why you can't make a Hekdesh? Because you didn't grab it yet. Simple. Nothing happened yet. Hold it, talk for. Klapi Tzad 4, you can't hold it, talk for. Because I'm doing the grabbing now. The answer is what Tosfos said, that it's Pukka the Hekdesh, and therefore it's not Chal B'Chal, because it's Zivas, that we said yesterday. It's like, that's beautiful, no? So the two start in 1 second. Even Tzad number two. Tzad number two is based on the right to grab it, and then it's going to be a Tzkifa. It's based on the Tzkus that I have to grab, but not the act of the violence itself. Okay, is that clear? That's Niflamoid, okay? So we have four Tzadim wide in the Susas, Hekdesh, Moir, Rabbi Isai. And we have the resolution, what's the other Tzad, why it's not? Rabbi Furman, you hear? So on the three tzadim, the answer is because you didn't grab it yet. And the other, on the fourth side is what Tosfos says, the Oidim with a big raid of what it called. Yeah, that's clear? That's A. The second thing we spoke about this week is, and what's the raya from Bukhar? What's the raya to this dilemma from Bukhar? What's the raya to this dilemma from Bukhar? That's part two of this week. So the answer to that is, that part's simple. We already, simple, not simple, but we know it. The raya from Bukhar was based on a whole pile of hanochas. If I say that Kedushas Bukhar comes from where? From being Mamon Kohen. And if I say that when you grab from a Yisrael, Hamitikavel Raya, you're allowed to keep it. So then I could say that there's a Raya from Safek Bukhar. Because Safek Bukhar has to be Mamon Kohen. How could be Mamon Kohen? It's not as a Rishos. The answer is, it must be, it is a Rishos because you're able to grab it. That's how we arrived, the Shatay from Mitzlachas, at the Sugya of Tokva Kohen. Are you allowed to grab or not? And Amitzvah from Sunday, we're going to start to deal with it. Are you allowed to grab from Hamitzvah of Arise? It's a separate topic. It's right. We can discuss it now. What we're discussing is on the Sunday, you could grab. Does your right to grab give you Epis of Rishus in it, allow you to make Hekdesh? That was the Raya from what he called. Rashi spoke this out clearly, black and white. This was the Raya from Safek Bukhar, and for the Gemara, and for the Hele Garaba. There's no Raya from there. Because A, you can't grab it. That, by the way, that's the machlekes la halacha. And a second, yeah. I'm supposed to be nice. I can't say anything to you two guys. Yeah. What? So Rebo became the replacement. That's a poor replacement, Reform. You went to big school. It's a poor replacement. Yeah, let's go back. I'll take some questions in a minute, okay? That's the Raya from Bukhar. And for the Rabbah, it's a two-part dichui. One is a two-part dichui. One is it can't be that subshot. Why? Because I hold talk for Kermit TV others. You can't grab. Can't grab, the ball game's over. And number two is. And number two is the Kedusha is not shaykh to the moment, so Bechel Bukhar is not connected to this topic. Okay, it's the Kedusha Bomela, and therefore the Giza Void is no Shachas. That's the two-part answer that Rabbah pushed away the Bukhar. That brought us to the Shal of, are you allowed to grab or not? That was the second thing we spoke about this week. The third thing we spoke about this week is, what is topic number one? Big Machlekes. All the Rishonim, from Rashi and on, learned that the Sofik was exactly like the Sofik of Mezuzah. What was the Sofik? Let's speak it out. Let's not be lazy. We have a talis. We pass in Yachleiku. You want to be Magdish the other half, but it's out of your Rishos, and you could grab it. When can you grab it, by the way, says the Gemara? Bashaz v'akach tzavach. The question is whether that right to grab it does give you right to make a Hekdish or not. Correct? That's how Rashi learned explicitly all the Sofik. And Sofik 1 and 2 and 3 were the same. Just what? In Sofik 1 and 2, the din was what? Yachleiku. And din number 3, the din was always like a bad vibe, but the Gemara compared it. And because of that, Rashi said that the case of Tokfa Kohen is talking about the case of Shazak and Sofik also. Tosfos did an unusual thing. When we take a look back at the whole week, Tosfos did something very unusual. Tosfos didn't learn like that. Why didn't Tosfos learn Sofik number one, like Sofik, like all the other Sofikas? The Sofik is like I just said. The answer is, because you're not allowed to grab. You're not allowed to grab. You're not allowed to grab by Echaliku. You're not allowed to grab. Aye, you're allowed to grab. That's all you're talking about in the Torah. And that's only when you have Oidah. Oidah is not called you have a right to grab. That's not called today you have a handle on it. I'm going to use the lesson of Tosfos. I can grab it and then I'll be makdish. You can't grab it. I have to be a shalsik, I'll be able to grab it. The answer is, if it'll be a shalsik, I'll be able to grab it, that's not machmas the suffix. And here's the tifka. You'll ask me, and who cares whether it's machlokes or suffolk or not? The answer is, in the present state, I don't have it. There'll be a hoidah, something else will happen. It will change the status of the object, so then I'll be able to grab it. That's not called you have a right to grab it in the present state. That's clear. So what does Rashi hold? Rashi's rekach tzavach is what? It's not a shtika koidah. It's nothing more than what? Then it's tfisa b'rishus. So if it's tfisa b'rishus, that means in the state of suffolk, I do have rights to get it. So then why did the Gemara tell suffolk number one on Intim Suleiman Rab Zera? Halo, you're always able to grab it if you have shalsak mitchila v'atzoif. The answer there, it's a full-scale hoidah. And that's where we arrived at this astounding chiddush in Rashi. That shalsak rekach tzavach is a full-scale hoidah. Is a full scale. We have no choice, by the way, because the minute that Rashi learns a that the suffix number one is a suffix of do you have the right, is your right to grab it, make it yours, and it's only by shalsak rekach tzavach, and if it's a hidah, then it doesn't make sense. It's a tzisa rishos. So then why by shalsak rekach tzilat soif not? Must be that that's a full scale. No, that's not. That's the astounding stikotera that he said. So he just chazed it over three different parts of the sugya. Part number one is, what was the suffix of Mesusa? What was tzad number one that Hegish is called? Tzad number two that Hegish is not called? Four pshatim. Topic number two is, what was the raya from suffix Bukhara? What was the raya from suffix Bukhara? What was it based on? And topic number three is, in light of all this, what was suffix number one? Taisus who holds, here's the important zach, that the only thing that works by Yachleku is Haidah. Some of you said Torah because it's a psak vada, it's the only thing that can work is Haidah. But Tosfos holds that the only thing that works by Yachleku is Haidah. Cannot learn that suffix number one is part of the picture. Can't learn. Because it's Haidah. And by Yachleku, only Haidah works. And that's why I said a more ridiculous Yitosu this week, you remember? Tosfos couldn't learn that Mesusa is Yachleku. Because if it's Yachleku, then Vaiti you can't grab. You can only grab with the Shtika. So then there can't be a suffix by Mesusa. And by Mesusa, we know that the suffix wasn't about the Shtika. How do you know that the Mesusa suffix wasn't about the Shtika? Because Tais learns out, the Gemara learns out from Bukhar. By Bukhar, there was no shtika b'shasta later to ask the giz of Avodah. So the etzem chalais Hegdish did wasn't the company with a shtika. So Tais has learned it has to be that the suffix is like the way we learn the suffix. Because if it's yachleiku, you can't grab. So it has to be called all grab. It's niflamoid. Niflamoid. I want to hear from Rav Asher, I'll end off with this, the Kavod Shabbos. He said that Tosfos over here, one place in Shas says that by Kol Dol and Gvar, you're allowed to grab back and forth, right? Tosfos is allowed to grab back and forth, correct? The feed of raid that we said yesterday, Tosfos had a raya from the Gemara, they're allowed to grab back and forth. You know, it's a controversy in the Rishon. What was the raya they're allowed to grab back and forth? What was Tosfos' raya they're allowed to grab back and forth by Kol Dol and Gvar, which is a controversy in the Rishon? You know what Tosfos' raya was? The raid of yesterday. Because Tosfos had Shver, what's the Oidoma? Let the guy make it hegdish because he can grab it. And what was the answer to that? The other guy can grab back, and then what's going to happen? The hegdish is going to go off. So Tosfos had a raya from the Gemara, they allowed to grab back and forth, because if you won't be able to grab back and forth, then I would go be able to make it hegdish, not because of the future supposed to grab it. I'll be able to make it hegdish because of shot number four, which is I'm doing the act of violence now. And if the guy can't grab back, so why shouldn't it work? Let me do it. Elamai must be that he can grab back and forth, and then the hegdish goes off because of the svara that we said. So it's a raya from the Gemara they allowed to grab back and forth. Otherwise, there wouldn't be an Oidoma. That's Niflamoid. Those are the three inyanim that we spoke about this week. Suffix Mesusa, raya from Suffix Bechor, and what was Suffix number one? Now, because Suffix number one, if you taste this, by Yachleik, you always need a Oidoma. Therefore, Taisis had to learn that the Suffix was a different Suffix. The Suffix was whether your Shtika is a Shtika or not. And then Taisis had a weird shot. So what's the raya from Mesusa? The raya from Mesusa was that even though by Mesusa you can't do it, mitzad the what? The raya of tomorrow, that it worked, shtika koidah. And that thing more about the raya that we don't say shtika koidah. Thank you.